A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland. Yuma, Daf Yud Gimel, 13A, pagination, page 25. Starting from the fifth line from the top, we're addressing this fascinating distinction between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon. How much do we need to be nervous to make sure that the Kohen Gadol should be just right in his preparations for Yom Kippur? You'll remember in the first Mishnah we described that we have to line up a different Kohen just in case something goes wrong. And Rabbi Yehuda added, we should also line up a second wife in case his wife dies and he's going to be stuck without a wife and not fulfilling the pasuk that says, v'chipabado v'ad beso, that he should be atoning for himself and his household, referring to his wife. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda omer afi she'acheres maskinin lo, Rabbi Yehuda says he also has to line up another wife. V'rabbanon, and the Rabbanon, the dissenting opinion, nami achayshi l'shama, they also worry about maybe, they were worried that maybe he'll become tamei, so why are they not worried that maybe she'll die? Amri lach Rabbanon, the Rabbanon answer, tuma shchicha, tuma, ritual impurity, happens to people. Misa lo shchicha, misa, it's not common, it's a once in a lifetime experience. It's not a common thing. And therefore you don't have to worry about it. Which is, by the way, the gift of life is that we're in life mode. We don't constantly think, like the expression goes, every day it's one day closer to the day the person dies. I mean, that's true, but the gift of life is that we don't think in those terms. And while the person's living, he has a cheskes chayim, and we leave it at such.
Could there be an exception just based on, you know, you have a very elderly gadol, or you have his wife is you know, is not well, you know, like, because then it's more, you know, more.
Could it be more shchiach?
Yeah.
I think the chazakas are still going to remain intact. Okay. We will see on Amud Beis, though, that some of the way this is structured will take into account if someone got sick in middle of Yom Kippur, mm-hmm. what would they do?
Okay.
We'll see it on Amud Beis. Amru lo, the Chachamim answer him, Imkein ein la davar sof. If you're going to worry about someone dying, then there's no end to what you could worry about. Shaper ko amri le Rabbi Yehuda, they're saying good to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, amar loch, lemisa dechad chayshinan, lemisa detarte lo chayshinan. We're worried the death of one, we're not worried the death of two. There's a certain amount where we stop the concern. V'rabbonon, and the Rabbanon say, if you're going to start worrying, then you have to worry even for two. Okay. Now the Gemara continues, based on our original case, that we line up a second Kohen. So for Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon, who said that you do line up a second Kohen, but when it came to wives, you do not line up a second wife, Nemru inu lenafshayu, why don't they say the same reasoning to themselves that you're worried about one, then you have to worry about two? So if you're going to line up one Kohen on standby, you should have to line up two Kohanim on standby and Ein Ladav Asof, 100 on standby. Amri lach Rabbanan, the Rabbanan answer you, Kohen Gadol Zorizhu. Really, the Kohen Gadol is careful, and he's accurate in everything he does, he's meticulous. And therefore, we're not really worried. Izorizhu lama maskinan Kohen Acher. But so if he's careful, so why are you lining up a person at all? Kevin Davdinan Leit Tzara, the Gemara answers, since you line up a Tzara, a standby Kohen, now he's really careful. Now, which is an interesting thing that we tap into the psychology of a person, because no one's going to say that the Kohen Gadol is not careful. I mean, right. This man is the most
right.
careful but there's still a quality of, he looks in the eyes of the person who might have to take his place, and he says, I don't want him to take my place. and therefore he's extra careful. And that's accomplished simply by having one person who fills that role. Okay, so the Gemara continues, and this is what I'd like to focus on, that Rabbi Yehuda has this fascinating dynamic that you're lining up a second wife. Now, we're going to learn this with the assumption that the Kohen Gadol had shalom bayis with his existing wife. There's nothing wrong here, except that Chazal tell him, for the sake of a mitzvah, she and him all have to get along with the fact that there's a woman on standby, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Asks the Gemara last word on the line. Umisagi le bitakanto. Does this standby solution really help at all? Beiso amar rachmana, his household is what the Torah required. V'ach lav beiso hi, and a woman on standby is not his household. Says the Gemara, you might not have realized, but the Mekadosh lo, he should do Kiddushin with her, not just on standby. Says the Gemara, that's not enough. V'akama delokanis lo, if you don't do Nesuin, if he can't bring her in as his home, lav besohi, she's not his home yet. So the Gemara says, no, the Kanisla. Okay, so do Nesuin. Oh, the Gemara says, now you have a problem. Imkein avale shnei batim. Now he's got two houses. And if you want to fulfill the pasuk only says one. You think you're being extra firm. He has two wives. If one of them dies, we're still in good stead. You know, you're worried. You bring two Phillips screwdrivers with you. In case one breaks, yeah, but there's a pasuk here that says one house. So the Gemara says, Dehada Megarish Lo. After you bring her in Benesuin, you give her a get. The Gemara says, last small line, in Megarish Lo, if you give her a get, Hadra Kushin Leduchta, you're back to your question. So I don't care if yesterday he had two, but now he only has one, and that one might die. So where am I right now? You're Mekadosh, but you're Megarish? Lo Tzricha answers the Gemara, the Megarish Lal Tanai. Yeah, you bring her in, but you Megarish her, you give her the get on a condition. And this is the critical thing. What exactly is the condition that's going to work over here to make sure he only is married to one woman, but Rabbi Yehuda wants the insurance that that one woman, at least they'll have one woman. How do you do the tonight? How do you structure it? What I want to point out before we turn the page and go to the final structure of the tonight after the Gemara debates it, but one theme here. The Gemara was confused. You mekadesh her? You even do nesuin, you megarish her. In other words, the Gemara at the very end is going to present that this confusing thing is exactly what we are doing. But as we went through it, it was very confusing. They're married? Oh no, they're not married. They are married? They're not married. Kiddusha and nesuin? But by the time we're done, we're going to realize why the Gemara, in its initial presentation, didn't make a big deal about this. It was understood. You line up a lady. Is she married? Well, not really. But she's lined up, ready to go. Let's look at the Tanai. But what I think, I don't know if I'm being clear enough as I'm saying it, but sometimes when the Gemara gives an answer, it sounds like it pulled it out of a hat. And in reality, all we were doing was clarifying something that the Gemara originally considered obvious and didn't bother explaining. Mm-hmm. And once you start seeing what they did, it's so sophisticated, but also so obvious. Mm-hmm. Take a look at the Gemara on Amud Beis, counting down about 13 lines. The first words on the line are V'kom le b'lo bayis, and then we give the final Tanai, the way the Gemara stands and understands Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Elo l'chada amar, to one of them you say, harezi giteich amanasha lo tomas chavertich. This is your get. on condition that your co-wife, so to speak, doesn't die. You're saying this to the new wife. You're telling her, if my original wife lives, then here's your get. You're out of here. I don't want you. I want my original wife, and I don't want you.
Does it matter which one you're saying it to? Is it
just, it's going to make a difference.
Okay.
Ulechada Amar, and to the original one that we assume to be Shalom Bayis, he says, Hareze Gitecha Manasha Akenes Ani Leves HaKnesses. This is your get only if I go into the Beis HaKnesses. He makes an arbitrary Tanai of where he's going to go. I'm going to walk on the parking lot of the swim club. Something I would never do, but if I need to do it in order to effectuate this get, I have in my back pocket on Yom Kippur, I could cause this get to become effective. If before Yom Kippur someone dies, so if this one dies, I have that one. If that one dies, I have this one. Ma'ika lemeima, what are you worried about? Dilma ma'isa chaverta b'palga da'avoda, maybe one of them will die halfway into the service. V'avad le'avoda l'mafreya b'shnei batim, and it turns out that he's married to two wives. Says the Gemara, ichazila de'kabay lemeimas, if he sees that such a problem is existing, that's his original wife, is considering dying, is trying to die, something happened. Kadam iyo, he will go right away, and during her lifetime he'll fulfill the tanai. Va'ayel leves hakneses u'mashvil legita dehagita lemafreya. He will walk wherever he said, if I walk there, it's a get. He'll walk into that beis hakneses, and it'll turn out that his original wife is divorced from before Yom Kippur, and as a result, he was doing the avoda with only one wife, the new wife. If his original wife lives, so then the new wife had been given a get, which said, this is your get if my original wife lives.
Right.
And like this, you've structured it that we've brought her in, but she's not really in. And that's why in the original presentation, we just said we're lining her up, and it's up to the rabbis to work out this sophisticated wording. But for all intents and purposes, he's only married for one at a time, and we just did whatever, I would call it sleight of hand, but it's a legal mechanism to make sure that he's in fact married to somebody during Yom Kippur. Yeshua Koach, have a great evening.